John.
Good morning, Jamie. Oh, you have my number saved here, huh?
I told you I was going to save it, and if I needed you, I'd call you.
Appreciate that, man. We weren't open yet, man, but I got your voicemail. I thought I'd give you a call.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I just wanted to get, like, all the information I could from you.
For sure.
I'm definitely looking like I need to do this. So
okay.
If you could just, and I'm going to be writing all this down.
Okay.
If you could just tell me, like, everything that you guys can do for me and what's provided and all that, that
okay.
would be awesome.
Well, a couple things. So to answer that best way, though, is because I know from my notes on your account here, I wanted to make sure I keep the promotion alive for you, so I wrote everything in your account. So, you know,
okay.
I keep to my promises, man. I don't forget that stuff. We talked about two different packages. One is the local. It's pretty much our bare minimum package, right? But
okay.
I don't know. That's the one I didn't really suggest as much, just because I know you have a Google Business Profile, you have a Yelp listing already. I just feel like you're getting more bang for your buck for the package above that, which is $249 month to month. The lowest package is $199 a month. The difference between the two is one service radius, right? The $249 package goes about like a 50-55 mile marker. Whereas the $199 package, it only goes to a 10-15 mile radius. So it's very local. Now,
okay.
The other part is the $249 package, you get more bang for your buck. Like you get way more value for it because we put 100 of those dollars into already target marketing ads for your Facebook. So you get social media with that one and a lot
okay.
quicker, not going to lie, as far as your ranking and things like that.
Okay.
I can go further with all of them, but I would, you know, start off with saying, hey, listen, what is more important for you? I mean, if it's just making sure you're on the first page, is it, you know, getting more of brand exposure? Like, you tell me which one's probably a better fit for you on that.
First page is definitely a priority. I really think that's kind of the
okay.
issue I'm having right now because I am getting calls,
mm-hmm.
but like, you know, because I can see my views. I see how many views I'm getting.
Yeah.
And I just need it. I need it to be more.
Okay.
And I'm not opposed to the 10 to 15 mile radius deal because I actually prefer to not have mm-hmm. to go into Jacksonville.
Okay.
but,
I hear you on that.
But right. I'm not opposed to, you know, not going to, you know, Jacksonville. So, I mean, it's one of those things. I'd rather not, but I mean, work is work and I gotta go where I gotta go.
Sure, sure. Well, you also can cherry pick the jobs. I mean, the calls come to you directly. They don't go through a third
yeah.
party or middleman, right?
Yeah.
And you can exclude areas if you wanted to. So we're very flexible with your service radius, meaning like you can do it by town, city, zip code. I mean, you name it. You're not married. Yeah. And you're not married to it either. Yes, sir. So let's say like down in, let's say right now you're like, John, you know what? Let's keep Jacksonville out of it. And I'm like, okay, cool. Well, 3 months later, 2 weeks later, and you're like, John, you know what? Actually, I changed my mind. Jacksonville's popping. Let's go. We added right in for you. So it's inclusive for you.
Yeah.
So it's that type of thing. All right. But again, I mean, it's just all about my job is to make sure you're saving money and making sure that it's suitable for you, that you're happy, and it works, right? And as of right now, what I'm looking at just already online here, I think your $249 package is probably your best bet. It'll bring that ranking up there a lot more smoother and quicker for you because the social media does make that much of a difference in the area. So if customers don't look you up on Yelp, or let's say they look up some keywords on Yelp or Google, and they just whatever reason, they don't call you. If they go on their Facebook after that, that's when your ad pops up on their screen as well. And it's a click to call you directly. So it's just an extra little shove, right? And say, hey,
right.
you're looking for a handyman. And, you know, so that's inclusive with that package. You will have a tracking system. as you know, keeping track of analytics is very important to see what's working, what's not, what things you need to modify to make it better, right? So we provide that for you. Now we will have a team that's available for you Monday through Friday, all right, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, we're closed on weekends, as you know, and they'll keep those things up to date. For your Facebook ads, they'll run an ad as much as once a week, just to make sure that, you know, we're tailored to your company, right? If you have a new promotion or anything needs to be modified with that, for as far as your ad, then yeah, our team's got your back. You know, we want to make sure you're focusing more on the job at hand.
Perfect. Okay, so one of the things, and I'm not sure if this is part of what you guys do, mm-hmm. The Google Guarantee.
Yes.
Is that okay. Something that I do on my own, or is that something that's part of this package? How does that work?
No, it's not. Google Guaranteed is one of the best packages that Google has to offer. We do have that. I just need to, as we're talking, I'm multitasking here. I'm checking the area. I'm pretty sure it's allowed in this area, but I always like to double check. Now, what is the zip code? That's one thing I do not know because it goes by zip code on there.
Okay.
Your business is located in?
32097.
Okay, perfect. And I'll put it for a handyman. Boom. Okay, yeah, so it's definitely there. I'm getting good pricing. So pricing is not on us. It's actually on Google. So I'm putting in and plugging in numbers right now. Okay, so Google, do you know how Google Guarantee works, or?
I started to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, if you could explain, you know, because this is all really new to me, man. I'm old school. Everything was word of mouth. I got out of the game for a while. And I came back to this mess.
Okay. All right. Well, no worries. I'm going to take care of you, man. So when it comes down to, if you're going to do Google Guaranteed with the local, then I would suggest, you know, I mean, if you're trying to do the, there's a lot of options with this. You could play with it because Google Guarantee it works that well. For this, even if you've done it before or started it, you know, we do need to reapply just to get you in the door here. It's $250 as an application fee. Now, that application fee is going towards your application as far as are you licensed, are you insured, and everyone that goes face to face with a customer needs to be willing to do a background check. So as long as you're okay with those three things, then that approval should be just fine. Okay, so that's the very first thing.
So that's a $250 application fee.
Correct, yes, sir. That you never see again, but at least it's done, right? Now,
and do they do it like a monthly also, or is it just a?
Oh, you're gonna love the pricing part. Sometimes, you know, it seems high, but then you can budget it the way you want to. Okay. Now, again, this is just for the vertical of handyman services. So I'm gonna type it in under. Here, so you can see, handyman has plenty of things: repair drywall, mount TV, water fixtures, tile flooring, gutters. I mean, it has a whole bunch of stuff with that category. So it covers everything at your basis that you're looking for. Now, I like to think of it like a secured credit card. So, very first thing is what it looks like, right? It's on the very top of Google. When you type in handyman near me, you'll see this very top, very few companies on this one where they're verified through Google. It's a Google Guarantee with a green check mark. Have you ever noticed anything like that?
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely noticed that. That's actually what got me trying to look into it.
Okay. Yes, customers, they actually know the difference on this. And I'll explain to that part in just a second here. So when it comes down to for the customer's perspective, they do know that difference. They're like, okay, they've been verified through Google. Like, Google backs them up. It's more trustworthy, right? So even reviews, right. I feel like, is kind of not out the door, but it's just not as important because they know that you're already verified, right, to get that far. If you go to the local map section, that's why reviews are that important because they want to trust you, right? They They want to see that you've been to someone else's house, like things like that. So Google guarantees right. a lot more stronger calls. Now, it is a pay-per-lead service, but I can explain how you can budget it. So far as your pricing for that, it's $62.67 per lead. Okay.
Oh, wow.
You do a minimum of, 13 leads per month. So it comes out to about $817 per month. Now, here's the crazy part.
I couldn't do that, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Gotcha.
Wow.
And that's not our pricing. That's Google's, man. Yeah, sorry. It's crazy, though, because, like, you don't have to pay for all leads. Like, if you want to turn it off or put it on pause, there's no fees for that. And it rolls over to the following month. You only pay for the leads that you actually receive that are quality lead, meaning they have to ask for a price or set up an appointment to, come do a pricing or to meet in person. Those are the only two that are considered an actual lead. So that's the Google guarantee part, man. If that's out of the ballpark, no worries, man. The Facebook ads, along with your local map section, is pretty strong anyway, so.
Okay. Well, let's stick with that because, I did end up doing some stuff through Yelp.
Okay.
And that was, to me, it was a complete waste of money.
Really? Yeah.
I mean, I was getting leads, but I wasn't getting jobs. I guess they were technically leads, but
okay.
I wasn't getting jobs, and the price racked up. The way the guy explained it to me, he made it sound like it was dirt cheap, this and that. And then I got my first bill that was only supposed to be like 100 and something. It was 300 and something. It was just not a good experience for me. I wouldn't mind paying it, but I have to have return. If I'm not getting return, there's no sense in me paying.
Right. Well, that's why we make sure it's a good investment. You can get a return on your investment.
Exactly. That was a complete cash grab. They got me good.
Yeah. I see your Yelp listing, right? That's great. We'll keep that up to date because that's included with your package as far as local directories. But even I will tell you this, and I'm sure I probably told you this in the past too. That's not where your bread and butter is going to come from. People don't say it with Yelp.
Right.
Unless it's like maybe a restaurant, maybe, I'm going to say. That's my personal opinion.
I kind of see it, there was just so much with it, because there was, you put in your information on what you can do and what you don't do. And the leads I was getting were stuff that I had listed under what I don't do. So
right.
It was kind of like, I'd get excited, I'd see a message, and it's like, I don't do that. Then I go in and double check to make sure that I had it listed as, I think they're called negative keywords in Yelp. And sure enough, they're there. But I was still getting questions about them.
Dang, man. I'm sorry here. All right. So that's something we can clean up for one. But Google's going to be where your bread and butter is going to come from. And the reminders going through their social media is going to make a big difference on that. So I'll put it this way too. When it comes to Facebook, don't expect like too much calls coming from Facebook itself, like clicking right from there. A lot of people like to see that and then they pick up the phone and they call it from looking at that number. Like, My wife does that all the time. Like she breaks my bank with doing that stuff, I swear.
Nice.
Cause she loves it. I can't tell her to too, but I have to do like the ads that come up. It's just the fact that I'm conservative with it. She's like, nope, we're doing it. It just tells you how much it works. That's our first thing.
No, and that's definitely what I need.
Yes, sir. All right. So with all this, like I said, this package is probably going to be the best. And then in the future, if you ever like, hey, John, I'm in a good position where we can go ahead and do anything further from there, then we can talk about further from that point. Maybe even Google Guaranteed would be lower pricing. I don't know. I mean, I just have to plug it in and see what Google has to offer from that point, But we could take it one step at a time. Let's get that phone ringing, having some good quality calls coming through, get some return of your investment already, you know, and repeat
right.
customers turn into referrals. That's just the best right there. So
exactly. So on the 249 package,
mm-hmm.
I know the information that I want. I just don't know how to ask it. So say I do the 249 package.
Mm-hmm.
Say you Google handyman near me.
Right.
I would be moved up the list, so I would be up closer to the top.
Yeah. So, and don't think like you pay money and then you're there, bam, right? If anyone told you that in the past, they lied to you. It's just not how it works. Okay. The way you get ranking to move your we call it a GDP, your Google Business Profile, you already have that. To move that up in the rankings to the first page or top spots is two things. Mostly, right? And it's reviews. Okay. That's one. That's on you, but just do the quality work that you've been doing, man. That's the reason why we've been calling you, okay? So
right.
you'll be fine with that. The second thing is traffic. That's what we come into play. We're specialized in funneling that traffic for people just like that scenario right there. Handyman near me, handyman nearby. You know, any of the service that you provide, a drywall installer near me, you know what I mean? These things, we put those keywords into the algorithms and see what's hitting hot the most in your area, and we plug them away to make sure that they're finding you at that time. Now, with those clicks, boom, now you're moving up. So it does take time. Now, being a premier partner with Google, we move people up there, business owners up there within the first 30 to 45 days on the first page for all the keywords in every area. Now, that's for them that never been verified, don't have any web presence. So it could be quicker for you. I can't make that promise, but I have seen it done plenty of times for that. Okay. So I just want to give you a heads up on that part. Yes, sir.
Okay. So.
A very good question. Yeah.
So basically, you guys are going to get my name out to a lot more people.
That are looking for you though. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
The last thing you want is a call coming through that's going to waste your time. You know, that's not helping you.
No. And believe me, I get a lot of those. And, you know, it's crazy with, like what you're doing. I get about 6 calls a day. And I kid you not. And I always know because it's almost like someone's reading off a teleprompter. Every one of them, and they're all different companies. Every one of them, I mean, the first 3 sentences are identical.
Really?
It's gonna be annoying too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, it's very annoying because if you're working, which is what happens is I'm working, the phone rings, I gotta stop and answer it.
Right.
And then
you don't want to turn it away if it's a customer. Right.
Exactly. And, you know, some of these folks, you know, don't get that no means no. I mean, that's just, it's like, look, I'm busy, you know, and then some of them, pardon my language, some of them are real smart asses. You know, I've had them say, oh, what, you don't like money? It's like, yeah, I would be making money. I'd be making money if I wasn't on the phone with you, you know?
Oh, my gosh. You know, as you could tell, you know, I'm not a person who's going to blow up your phone or anything. If you need to call, if it's there, great. You know, if we can help, awesome. You know, the opportunity is there. But at the same time, I want to make sure you're protected on all that stuff too, because you're right. There are some pretty crazy people out there when it comes to this stuff. So one thing that I do want to make sure we do for you, for one, that tracking system I was telling you about, it's not a perfect tracking system in this sense to help, avoid those spam and robocalls, but it does help. Okay. So I don't want you to think like, oh yeah, no more. Like it could come through, man. You're going to be listed on Google. Like who's not going to try to call you? You know what I mean?
Right.
But at the same time, I don't want you to just give your information out to anybody either, you know, once you move forward with us, because, you know, just because they said their name is John from Local Splash. You never know, man. I've been here for quite some time. It happened one time. And, thank God we put in a security question for that, because they're like, did you guys just call? It was a different number and everything. I was like, whoa, we had to put that through. So What we'll do is we'll set up a security question and answer. Anytime we call in, we will only call, once you decide to move forward here, is the 877 number. We'll only be calling you from that number. And we will only ask the security question. When it comes to asking information like that, we will always ask just the security question. We will never give out the answer. That way we know we're talking to you and you know you're talking to us. Okay, so we just want to make sure we're keeping everything confidential between that. Yeah. Sorry, I went on a rampage on that, but I just want to make sure you're always
protecting
that type of stuff. Yeah.
you're great, man. My job today canceled on me. My wife and I were on vacation. We got back last night. And I called to confirm a job, and they asked if we could hold off. I was like, "Oh, you got to be kidding me!"
Oh, no.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean,
yeah. Well,
so,
I mean,
I know you.
Yeah. Oh, at least you had a good vacation, though, right? There you go.
Oh no, it was awesome.
Dude.
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. Couldn't have asked for a better time.
That's awesome. There you go.
So you had mentioned that you work with Yelp as well.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. We have Yelp, Yahoo, and Bing that will be included in your package.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. So no Nextdoor or Jobber or nothing like that.
No, none of those. No, sir. Not saying they don't work or anything. Just saying that we're not partnering with that. Yes, sir.
And so it would be just a straight $249 a month. I wouldn't be paying for clicks or anything like that.
No, sir. Flat rate. If you want to add more to your Facebook ad spendage, you're more than welcome to. If it's working that hot in your area, great. You know, if you're like, God, you know, this is doing so well, let's put more out. Perfectly fine. But I think just to get things rolling, making sure, you know, your ranking's moving up, I think that's more than enough as of right now. Hope I earned your trust when I say that.
No, I mean, hell, you're the only number I saved.
Appreciate that, man.
You know,
I call you, hey, John, I'm like, oh, wait, what?
I'll tell you, the last couple of weeks, as soon as I answer the phone and I hear the opening line of the speech, I don't even say anything anymore because I get tired of arguing and repeating myself. I just hang up and block the number now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's unfortunate, man. It's a high need. It's like a good niche, you know, it's a high need for it, but it's only so few people that could do it, to be real with you. So that's another thing,
yeah,
too. Yeah. Sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead.
No, man. You're great. More info, the better. So
yeah.
You'll be advertising on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
Yelp, Yahoo,
mm-hmm. and Bing.
And Bing.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so on the 50-mile radius,
mm-hmm.
I can choose. Well, shit, man, I should probably just have damn Jacksonville in there. Now, can you also keep that just in the state? Because I live on the close to the state line of Georgia.
Yeah.
Keep that. Can we keep that just like 50 mile in Florida?
Sure thing. Give me one second. I'm gonna put this right here. Okay, perfect. Sorry, I pay attention to everything you say, man. I want to make sure I have it right for you. So, yeah,
we can definitely do.
Yes, sir.
Okie doke. So how do we get this rolling?
All right, man. Well, Jamie, first thing is everything that, you know, when I talk about what comes to Google on there, I let you know. I do see, like I said, you have your Google Business profile, and it's already verified, but I do need to make sure I do things by the book because we're a premier partner with Google, so I can't cut corners on stuff.
Right.
Now, Jamie, how do you spell your name? Is it J-A-I-M-E? I'm horrible at spelling.
It's J-A-M-I-E.
All right. Perfect. Thank you. And then, Jamie, how do you spell your last name, sir?
It's E-N-O-S.
Perfect. And then I want to make sure you see everything on paper. So So this is my promise to you. Even after paying me here today, I want to make sure I scan the phones, use your invoice through text and email. What is the best email address I could send it to?
Okay, that's going to be First Coast Handyworks. And it's handy with an I.
Yep, okay.
At outlook.com.
Nice. All right, perfect. And then is this the best phone number for our team to reach out to, ending with the 0257, in case of anything else in the future?
Yes, this is my business phone.
Oh, okay, perfect. Even better. So that answers my next question. You want your customers to reach out to the same phone number. next part. This is for Google. So even like I said, I see everything on Google here for you, but I'd rather ask from you. So I have the business name as First Coast Handyworks, but with an I in the center there, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, you're already verified, but again, Google does, you know, check in with us and say, hey, what customer is this? Let's make sure he is verified, right? They do have a physical address that is to get the verification. Like, again, I said, I know you're verified, but it's just a rule for it. It does not need to be shown to the public, so that part is optional. But what is the business address that we could put in here for you?
It's 97434.
Okay.
Lafitte, L-A, F as in Frank, F as in Frank, I-T-E-S, Way.
Perfect. And is that the zip code 32097, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Beautiful. Now, Jamie, also, one thing we didn't get to talk about, I didn't notice on here as well, because I'm looking at it right now, your Google Business Profile. I don't see the website. Do you have a website at the moment?
I do not have a website. I've kind of been up in the air about that one. Because I know most people don't go to websites anymore. I know everything's done through Facebook. So that's why I got the Facebook rolling.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on the website? Is that something you think I should do? I'm trying to keep my expenses low right now until
How about this, man? I'll help you out here. I'm sure you probably went to our website itself and look at it's kind of pricey with our websites on this, but, what I can request for is, you know, a dub down, right? So a generic website, not generic, we're meaning like it's going to look, you know, people are going to be like, what is this, right? We really do specialize with websites. If we get a website up for you, it'll probably be within the first 7 to 14 days. I could set them, our team, to introduce themselves to you tomorrow, go over everything, how to go through your tracking system, Facebook ads, how you want those to look, how often you want them out, and even set up your website as far as color scheme, tabs, you want to put in pictures, videos, testimonials, that's great. That's what that's for. Customers, the reason I say I highly recommend this is because customers may not even look at the website, but just to know that you have a website shows credibility to your business. It's just not the truth.
That's true.
Instead of doing the whole paying monthly and everything like that, we could do just the programming fee just to have it up, right? And have our team as a one-time fee for you of $99. How about that? And that way you never, for the life of you being with us, you will never have to pay for that website. If you want to upgrade that website down the future or anything like that, make it more extravagant, which I really don't think you really need at this moment, but you could if you wanted to, then we could talk from there, but I mean, it's completely up to you, man. I don't want you to feel like I'm trying to, you know, sell you on stuff, man, but a website does make a difference, especially in your Google Business Profile.
And that's a one-time thing?
Correct. Yes, sir. That is me giving you a favor on this one, though, okay? So just know when you see your invoice on that, you're going to be like, wow, they do usually charge extra for websites and stuff. So, but I'll make sure it's as a one-time payment only for $99 for it, just so that way our team can go and get through the programming on that. Up to you.
Awesome.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure you're set up for success, man, because any little thing like that could deter you a call. I don't want that to happen to you, man. I just want to make sure it's actually working for you, okay?
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Now, far as tomorrow, do you have – I want to schedule this in right away before we lose any spots. So I want to make sure our team goes and starts on that right away. Tomorrow, do you have an hour window to speak with our team regarding on all of that?
I do.
Okay. What time works best for you, morning or evening?
Morning. Most definitely morning for me.
Okay. The earliest I could do is 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time from 10 to 11. Would that work for you?
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let me put that in right now. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a Google invite. I'm going to send that same Google invite to our team. All you need to do is hit yes, and they're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Boom. And just in case if you lost my email, this is another way to contact me. It's probably the best way for you. All right. So.
No, I saved your email. That's actually
okay.
How it's funny. I went to the email to get the number. And the extension was in a text. I know I saw it.
Cool, man. All right. Well, I'm glad. I appreciate that. Glad I make some kind of impression, man, you know?
Yeah, no, man. You're definitely the most down-to-earth, real person I've talked to about this stuff.
I appreciate that, man.
Normally the phone call. Normally the phone calls don't make it past the 10-second mark.
Really? All right. It must have been my laugh, man. I don't know. No, I'm kidding. All right.
Yeah.
No, honestly, I told you before, man, I saw a really good opportunity to help you. I think you're going to do well. It's just you got to work with the right people and get out there. You know, man is strong. You just need to make sure you're working with the right keywords in those specific areas so that way you start getting that phone to ring. So that's what we'll do. Communication is everything with this, okay, Jamie? So you're doing amazing with me on this. I understand your business. I understand how we can help. Just, you know, if you have any updates you want for the website, things like that, let our team know. They can't read your mind, you know. They'll be happy to accommodate and make things happen and make those adjustments for you, all right? So that's important.
Perfect.
Yes, sir.
Perfect.
All right. Now, the email, were you able to receive that one? I want to make sure you got
that.
Yeah,
I'm trying to click the RSVP right now.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
And I put the reminder for them. All right, perfect. Now, all this part is like you're not married to it, okay? So you want to adjust it, change it, you can do it yourself, but our team is there to do it for you. Far as your hours of operations, on Google right now, I see Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5 p.m. Do you want to keep it the same?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that was one of actually my wife's idea to do 7:30. Everybody else is 8. So when you Google it, they show closed and I show open.
Yes, sir. That is smart. You know, a lot of people say they don't like to look at the competition sometimes. I'm like, I get it, but and also I don't, you know, like you definitely need to know what's out there, what people are looking for, things like what's working, what's not, you know. Kind of like saying you have someone to look for it on a sense of a scale saying they've already done this for a while. What's working? You know what I'm saying? So kind of trial and error from their mistakes. Next part, do you want your customers to email you too or just a phone call?
Both is fine.
Okay. All right. And that same email that I just sent that to you, right? That seems like a
first
email.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I one question for you. Okay,
yeah.
So I'm in this email for the meeting tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I click the RSVP. Click yes. And it's not doing anything.
That's not good. Because you have an Outlook. Okay.
Okay.
It actually for the Google Calendar. It just went through on my side, though. Oh, did it go through on your side?
Yes. I just got it to go through.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I guess clicking it 15 times the charm, I suppose.
I love it. All right. All right. I know this is from The Simpsons stuff. But I don't know if you're a fan of it, but I have my father who's just not that computer literate, man, and he had to press the any key to get this computer going. He just did not know what the any key was. I'm like, Dad, just press a button.
Yeah.
I was laughing so hard. All right. I have the note here, 50 miles in the radius, but only within the state of Florida. website. Next thing, yes, but only for $99.
Got you.
Okay. Do you have a domain by any chance for a website? If not, we're going to make one for you. Okay. But up to you. I do not.
Nope.
Okay. All right. And then far as your payment structure for your customers, how do you accept payment for them? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, anything like that?
Okay. I have QuickBooks.
QuickBooks. Awesome.
And with QuickBooks, I can send them invoices and they pay on the spot. That's the few jobs that I've done like that. It's worked out good.
Nice. Is that an extra fee thing that they charge for that, to use that program on each
one? No. So when I open my business account through my bank, they're partnered with QuickBooks. So I actually get QuickBooks for, I think it's $15 a month. And I have all the features of it. The only thing that I can complain about QuickBooks is that it says that it updates, you know, regularly, but I noticed balances are not updated as fast. I can look in my bank account and see one number. I look on the QuickBooks and it'll say that it updated, I don't know, a half hour before I looked, and it would be a different number. And they catch up to each other, but it takes a little time.
I don't know. That's a big turn away for me, man. I was going to say, cause I have a side business and that's something that I'm looking into doing more of. But I need to have it on the point. You know what I mean? So anything like that would blow my mind out of the water. But all right.
And that could just be something that I'm experiencing. I don't know, but I'd say, it's a good portion of the time on the updating over the balances. If you're doing real quick turnaround, real quick payments, if you got money to play with, probably wouldn't be a bad thing, but when you're just starting out, it's kind of hard, because when you're only dabbling with a couple hundred dollars here, you know, it can catch you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, this is our livelihood, this is everything, you know, so if those numbers aren't right, you know, and then I'm paying for money on this, it's in a way, it's kind of like the Yelp thing, you know what I mean?
Thank you. Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that, though. I appreciate it. I was just out of curiosity there. So, Jamie, the next part here is your bread and butter, okay? So I know I'm putting you on the spot, but this is just to give our team, when they speak to you tomorrow, they're not going to start from scratch. They're going to know exactly how to help your business, what kind of business you're running here, and put some keywords in the algorithms are ready for you. So for the services that you always want to be found for, no matter what, obviously I got like handyman, but from Yelp, it showed like drywall installation, repair, furniture assembly. Do you want to keep those or?
Yeah. I don't know if you can see it, but I actually have a Google ads that I pay for. And if you were able to get into that, I mean, I 100% put everything in there.
Yeah,
let me pull my.
Yeah.
Well, I don't pay a lot, so I don't pop up as much.
Right. And that's something we can help you with in the future, but because that's an ad, you know what I mean? People scream right through it. I probably even did the same thing, just not even looking myself.
You think I should ditch that?
I mean, I think as of right now, keep everything the way you have it so that way you can see and scale what's making things better and what's not. Because if you start changing things, you're like, I don't know what helped more. Like, you know what I mean? And hey, if it's working for you right now, great. But it's an ad, right? I mean, ads kind of people skim right through and go right to the local map section anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not seeing your ad, man.
I'm trying to pull my Google ads up. I'm trying to navigate through all this is kind of.
Yeah. We'll have a different dashboard for you. No, you're good, man. You're good. They just make it very complicated these days. So that's what our technician team is going to do with you tomorrow. They'll show you how to maneuver through keeping track of your analytics. You can update your website, edit it from there. You'll see everything. Okay. So it should be very simple for you. And it's customizable too. So. We got you, partner.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Like I said, I know I'll put you on the spot. What I'll do for right now is put in, we'll need to add more. That way.
Well, I can give you a list.
Do it, man. Yeah. What do you got?
Carpentry, small repair. I'm actually going to pull my Facebook up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, actually.
I've been. My wife's been good about boosting my initial start out post. So
okay, yeah, I love how you got a team, man. You wife that hand right there too. That's awesome. There you go.
Oh yeah, okay. We'll see, dude. I'm telling you, before November last year, I didn't do anything social media. I mean, nothing. I didn't have a MySpace. I just never got into any of that. And, it was pointed out to me that was a mistake that I was making and I need to get on board with that. So I bit the bullet and I try to navigate through it. And
yeah.
It's like, I'm still kind of lost half the time. You know, I'm not an old guy. You know, I just never got into it.
I did the same. You know, Facebook, my wife's all about it. Me, no. I know everything about for business stuff, but personal stuff, I stay away from it. That's just me. Snapchat, that's one thing. That's nothing to do with there, but, you know, this whole TikTok and everything, that's just out of my league. I'm like, all right, I'm good.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I mean, like right now, I'm trying. Oh, there we go. Okay, never mind. All right, so on my Facebook one, we have a lot. Okay,
do me a favor then. If it's a lot, send it to as a text to me right now. I'm going to say this is John. /. That way you can make sure to save this number too. All right. How? And just send me the link there, and that way I could put this in for our team as well, too. There we go. That way I could just copy and paste. I just kind of go from there.
Okay. I'm sorry. I got to pull it up on this phone now.
Oh, my bad. All right.
I was actually doing it on the other phone. Alright, let's see here.
Cool. You know what? I think I got it. The main picture is, man, it's beautiful ocean there. With like a beach.
Yes.
Is that it?
That's me.
All right.
That's
yes,
it?
Sir. All right, cool. Save you some time with that. My bad, man. I just want to make sure. Well, save my number still on there, okay?
Perfect. All right, well, I actually had it saved, so.
All right. Let's make it sure. Now, just letting you know from here on after this, though, if you send a text, it won't go to me. It will go to your tech team. They will notify me in case if it's towards me and they're like, hey, John, you know, your customer is looking for you. Jamie's requesting to talk to you. Then, of course, they'll let me know right away and I'll reach back out. But just want to give you that heads up, okay? Because it automatically goes to your tech team from here.
And if I needed to get a hold of you, I could just do the 3736 extension.
I was just going to say that. Yes, sir. Exactly. Yep. All right. Let me go ahead, put this in here. Just copy and paste in here. Boom. Looks good to me. All right. Next part. Okay. Saved a lot of time. That was a lot of stuff, actually, man. There you go. But at least you're hitting everything.
Yeah. I started learning about what are they called, long tail keywords. Is that the term for it?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Yeah. So I tried dabbling with that on the Google Ads, but I got more traffic, but not a lot.
Right. So is there some things that you just don't want to put so much time and effort into for such a little return, right? So it's just time is valued, you know? It's money. All right.
Right.
Our team's going to put this in. I sent it to them already here. Now, the next part for your protection is the voice verification I was telling you about. So everything is recorded. I'm not accepting a no for an answer on this one, man. This is actually protecting you. So I will ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify who you are, so answer as clearly as possible. If you have any questions or concerns, it's my job. Stop me in my tracks and ask, okay? Because that's what I'm here for, okay?
Okay.
I will put the pricing in there and everything like that for you as well, too. So here we go.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is added protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
First Coast Sandy Works.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Jamie Enos, owner.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors from unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to pause on that part. Jamie, that's what we were talking about earlier. So after this recording part, we'll set up that security question. So even if it's somebody else trying to act like us, you know, and being prepared for that will help eliminate that situation. Okay. I'm going to continue here.
Okay.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on April 22nd in the non-refundable amount of $348. This is including the website and everything for you, okay? When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 22nd of each month in the amount of only $249. It will be recurring $249 from there on. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that you already have saved. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. As promised, man, I just want to make sure you're protected on that pricing there, okay? Now, next part, I joke around about this, but I swear I've seen it happen one time, and I laughed so hard I felt bad, but they totally locked themselves out because they couldn't remember their own answer to the security question. So please don't forget yours, okay?
Yeah.
All right. It's generic questions. I mean, you can make up anything you want, though, but you got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Let's do mother's maiden name.
Okay. Now, again, this will never change, and we will never give up this answer. So what would the answer be?
Franklin.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to put this in here right now, saving it. Done. All right. It's in there. So that will never change. And if you have any red flags or you feel uncomfortable with whoever you're talking with, you have our main direct phone number. You just call and ask away from there, okay? They will ask that security question.
All right.
Last part here. On the card that we're using today, Jamie, is it just the first and last name or a middle initial as well?
I gotta pick which card we're doing.
At least you have your cards, man. My wife never lets me see the light of day of that thing. I swear.
unfortunately, since I started a business, I've acquired a few extras.
Okay.
And it would be 349, you said?
348. Yes, sir.
348. Would I be able to change my card on file?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Now I'm going to repeat this part twice to you, okay? You can do this,
okay.
But I highly suggest to call in and have them do it for you so that they can double check to make sure there's no discrepancies with it. If there was some kind of typo thing or anything, we don't want that to happen to you, man, because that would hurt you. All right, so I would be devastated for you. So I want to make sure to call in just to double check to make sure that it was changed if that was the case that you need to do that, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. And then, so I'm assuming it's the same, just the first and last name then, right?
Correct. Middle initials on the card, if that matters.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. What letter?
M as in Michael.
Okay, perfect. I'm assuming it's the same billing address, the 97434?
Yes.
Okay. And then what kind of payment method is it? Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
The Citibank Master. It's a MasterCard.
Okay, cool. I always get confused with that and Visa, man. So just for security purposes, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
5189 4101 4897 4861.
Perfect. And the expiration on that?
March of 28.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
399.
Okay, perfect. Now, Jamie, before I process this payment, I'm not lying to you, man. We got you a really nice promotional rate, and I'm hooking you up with this website thing, so I want to make sure I refresh the account like 3 different times, make sure our systems even stay the same, okay?
Okay.
Hang tight with me. I know you've been patient, so I appreciate you.
No, you're good, man. You're helping me.
Yes, sir. Well, helping each other here, man. I'm getting this off my desk, too, in the area, so we can move on to the next one here as well, but also make sure that you're doing well, so that's important. All right, cool. We're looking good. So I'm going to process the payment for only $348. Jamie, stay on the phone with me, okay? I want to make sure I keep track of this here. All right. You're going to receive a text and an email. Whichever comes first to you, let me know. I'll direct you so you can see exactly what it shows for your invoice, as promised. And it just went through on my side, so it should be coming shortly here.
Okay.
All right. So this, let's make sure to keep that there.
All right, I just got an email and a text.
Okay. Whichever one you want to look at, the text is easy to get there, but they both will go to the same spot. So if you open up the text message, there's this a link where it says click here to accept your subscription terms. We want to click on that. And then once you are in, everything as promised is in there on paper for you. Okay. Even Facebook ads, everything, put 100 of those dollars towards your ads ready for you. There is going to be highlights of other packages that you can upgrade to. And you have some few questions on those. Maybe that's something you want to do in the future. But if you do not forget, Jamie, please let me know. I don't want you ever to pay the normal rate, okay? I can apply those same promotional rate to the other packages for you, okay? You're never going to pay the normal rate. All right. Take your time. As you can see as well, website, we do usually charge extra for that. I already notated the whole account of everything here. And it's just a one-time payment for the basic website for you, and that's it, okay? So you're only paying for the programming on that. And then if you have any questions, I'm here. I'll be silent, but I'm here. At the bottom, when you notice that everything is in there, There's two checkboxes that everyone misses because they're so darn small. Where you're going to click it and type in your name exactly how it shows on the card, okay?
I'm actually at the local Splash username password login.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, we're all set. So that is your dashboard. If I give you the login right now, you'll see nothing in there. We didn't start on it yet. But tomorrow, our team will give you that login and password, or username and password, I should say. And they'll show you how to keep track of your analytics, where you can do the updates to your website, your traffic, everything. So that's your next best friend right there, man. All right?
Okay, so I'll get that information tomorrow.
Yeah, I can give it to you now, but you're not going to see anything in there.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm making a note sheet here, so I might as well go ahead and get it now.
Okay, just don't log in yet. I don't want to mess it up or anything like that. But your login. Okay, cool. The login is going to be your phone number, the 904-253-0257.
Okay.
No spaces, dashes, nothing like that. Your password is all lowercase, all is one word, go video. GOVIDEO.
Okay.
Beautiful, man. Danny, I appreciate you getting back with me, and I'm glad everything stars aligned with this one, to be honest. So congratulations,
yeah,
sir.
Me too. Yeah, Thank you. Thank you for all your help.
You're most welcome, man. Welcome to the family here, okay? One last thing. If you tomorrow something arises out of nowhere or you need to reschedule, we'd be happy to accommodate. Just let our team know, and they'll make that happen for you, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Jamie. We'll talk to you tomorrow, man. You take care, okay?
Yes, sir. You do the same, and thank you.
Most welcome. See you, Ben. Bye.
Bye-bye.